Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
I am doing question mark Millennial Ben. Presented by Brakes Plus. I don't even know if this is a question. I'll tell you what, I'll find a way to make it a question. It's okay. From JB in Chicago. So I caught a few minutes of the Giants game. I saw TV Mark turn into Radio Mark when you commented on not trusting someone with two first names, and the dude had three first and last names. For a second on TV, Stink was talking to Evans. Love it.
Yeah.
So yeah. I guess question mark is, did you go full Radio Stink there?
I did, because the guy came out. His name is Stantley Thomas Oliver.
Wow.
Stantley Thomas Oliver. And, you know, I just...
Stantley or Stanley?
Stantley.
Stantley.
Yeah. Stantley Thomas. So I thought to myself, like, I don't normally, I make it a, it's, you know, a personal vendetta, or it's just the way I feel. I don't ever trust a guy with two first names, but talking about a guy with three first names, I don't know how I feel about that. And then it dawned on me, he not only has three first names, but he's got three last names. Stantley Thomas Oliver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Boy.
I mean, what do you do with a guy like that?
I don't know. Can't trust him. I know that.
No, I don't. But maybe it goes full circle. Maybe you totally trust. Maybe he's the guy you totally trust.
Figuring if he can lug that kind of name around for an entire life, that's a guy I want in my foxhole, right?
Right.
I want him my wingman.
Right.
Yeah, you might be right.
And the other thing is, I mean, that guy can go in and, I mean, throw you with for three first names or three last names. You're not quite sure who that guy is.
That's right. Paul in Inglewood with a bonus question. Hey, guys, can you ask Chief Fan how they feel about not reaching the sweet nectar of the end zone yesterday?
Oh, that's right. Where is the Chief guy announcer?
Yeah, the sweet nectar of the end zone. Didn't experience that at all yesterday, did you?
Well, that's the first time in a while they haven't hit the sweet nectar of the end zone.
Right. Hey, look, am I lobbing boulders from my glass house? Damn right I am, and it feels good. I'm going to enjoy it.
Does feel good.
Talking about those last place Chiefs.
Last place.
Mm-hmm.
Soak it in, Denver.
That's right.
You're tied with the Chiefs.
Right?
Hey, just when you didn't think it could happen. Just when you thought there's no way we're going to be neck and neck with the Chiefs this year.
I mean, we were supposed to be ordinary.
Yeah.
We're just doing what we do. You guys are supposed to be good.
That's right. We've been doing this for the better part of a decade here.
Yeah.
We know how to, we're veterans at being a little bit below mediocre. Yeah.
Chief Fan, you want any advice?
Yeah.
How to handle this?
That's right.
It is good to see them knock down a peg.
Oh, isn't that obvious?
More observations. Derek Carr is severely underrated and the Broncos are screwed in the West. Yep, they do. They have the fourth best quarterback.
You remember when people went absolutely bananas when I said, like 2 years ago, I would trade Von Miller straight across for Derek Carr and not even think twice about it?
You did say that.
And people went crazy.
I think you brought that up now twice in the last 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Yes, fine, yes. Number one takeaway from yesterday, since he's going to absolutely boat race Denver when they play here. I'll admit it. I looked at the schedule and said, oh, yeah, look at all these winnable home games.
Yeah,
Jets,
yep.
Washington, Philly, Detroit, Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, that Sunday, December 19th game looks a little different.
By the way, did you happen to see the tweet that the Cleveland Browns put out? Did you see that?
I think I heard about it. What was it again?
Oh, God. Let me see if I saved it somewhere.
Get some Effernie music? Benny, can we get some Effernie music for Mark?
Yeah.
They may have to play the song twice, though.
Browns account. Let me just look at the Browns. B-R-O-W-N-S. Browns. Cleveland Browns. All right. I think they do a lot of tweeting. They had a checklist, if I remember correctly. The checklist. Oh, I did retweet it. Wait a minute. Let me go.
Oh, my. Boy.
I know. Just settle down. I'm going to get there eventually. Hold on. What am I doing?
George Carl joins us coming up at 8:30.
I'll get this, but by the time he gets there.
I'll use this time to try to be a little productive. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I got it. I got it.
You got it?
Vitals check for a guy named Blake. That one?
Huh? Yes. Yes. That's it.
Oh, right. Okay. So they showed the picture.
Oh, I got it now. I got it.
They showed the picture of
Vaughn versus their right tackle, Blake.
Blake something.
Yeah, Blake, whatever his name is.
So it says, vitals check for a guy named Blake. Body temp, check. Pulse rate, check. Breathing rate, check. Blood pressure, check. Status, still alive.
Right.
Okay, that's good.
That is some good snark.
That's good snark.
Cleveland.
That's good snark. I can appreciate good snark. That's
yeah,
good.
I can too.
That's good yeah. snark.
Well, you come out there.
Yeah, that one never felt good to me. I
threatening murder.
I never felt good about that one. Let's see. Ben says, is it just me or did the Patriots show us what teams are supposed to do to their rivals? All gas, no break. 54-13. Oof, Jets.
The Jets.
Struggling.
You know who's been really quiet on my timeline on Twitter? Jet fan and Giant fan.
Well, Giant fan shouldn't be mad with you anymore. You called their victory yesterday. I'm sure you were very complimentary of the G-men.
There's still a few, there's still a few Giant fans that, you know, hold a grudge because they didn't get enough shine in their 6-10 season last year. You know, they were almost a playoff team. But Jet fan has crawled back under the rock in which they've existed for decades. They're like one of them, you know, like spiders or whatever that have a little rock and it's like a little trapdoor rock. Yeah, trapdoor spider. And they just lay under their rock until somebody comes by, until they get a new coach and they spring out like it's going to work. Aha! We got you now. And then eventually they just crawl back under their rock. Oh, woe is me. I'm just a spider who lives under a trapdoor rock.
Boy, who would have thought that the best rookie quarterback drafted was going to be Mac Jones? Squishy Mac,
Squishy
man.
Mac.
Squishy Mac.
That's right.
It's not even close.
No. Tell you what, he's got a lot of muscle on his forehead. That's where he's flexing on people. He's got a muscular forehead. Squishy body, muscular forehead. Right?
Hey, for the person who said Broncos are screwed, they have the fourth best quarterback in the division, after what I saw from Justin Fields yesterday, you would have still had the fourth worst quarterback in the division.
I don't know if you have
and
the
you
fourth
had
best
the, and you would
anymore.
Have the fourth worst for a while.
And you might have the third best quarterback in the division because Patrick Mahomes apparently is a bust.
Good point. Good point.
He is busted. He's no longer good. Somebody caught Patrick Mahomes and sawed off the unicorn horn. Now he's just a horse. He went from being a unicorn to being a horse.
Seriously, though, no, all joking aside, what is going on? Because if you start with the Super Bowl, it has been awful.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever we saw from Patrick Mahomes prior to that Super Bowl and what we've seen since from Mahomes and that offense. Do you have any theories?
One, they don't want to run the ball. Last week against Tennessee, They were playing a bunch of two-man disrupting routes with two safeties over the top, basically saying we can get there with four rushers. You know, I think one of the things that happened is I always told you one of the things that the Chiefs do exceptionally well is they lock you up with five offensive linemen. When they had Mitchell Schwartz and they had Eric Fisher, they'd lock you up five on five.
May the Schwartz be with you.
And they get five receivers out all the time, about 75-80% of the time, and you didn't get your quarterback and you couldn't hold up. And they're just not as good. You know, and they revamped that offensive line. We all thought it was going to be pretty good. They're not as good up front. Yesterday, like I said, in critical situations, they press manned across the board with two safeties over the top so they could help the inside receivers, whoever those guys were. If they wanted a double team, they could double team anybody. You know, they could double team. They could go outside, double team Tyreek. They could go inside, double team Travis Kelce. They could figure out where their double teams were coming from and say, we're going to hold up man across the board on the rest. And I don't, you know, not that I've studied a lot of Tennessee, but I don't recall them having like legit, like war daddy pass rushers on the edge, right?
No.
And they got after Mahomes.
I'd love to bury Mahomes, trust me, but this defense is god awful. And I think what you're seeing is Mahomes just feeling the pressure, self-inflicted and real.
Yeah, though that's part of it.
Like, I have to carry this defense. Mark, in the last eight games, counting the Super Bowl, so starting with the Super Bowl. These are the points allowed by Kansas City, okay?
Yeah. 31,
29, 36, 30, 30, 38, 13, and 27. Aside from beating the Washington football team and holding them to 13 points, they have given up 30-plus points.
Yeah.
I didn't do the quick math, but they got to be averaging.
Well, they had that one game where they only gave up 29, so that was a big victory
for
them.
They got to be in their eight games going back to the Super Bowl. They're allowing well over 30 points per game.
Yeah.
So, Mahomes is... He knows it.
Well, again,
and he's feeling the pressure.
Right. But again, this is another Andy Reid thing. As a former offensive lineman, I don't understand Andy Reid. They threw it 51 times. They had 13 total rushes. Sounds like a Pat Shurmur game plan. How many times he got sacked four times. He got hit a bunch under, you know, relentless pressure.
Hey, speaking of the text line, Raider fan, I'm aware. You guys are 5-2. You're in first place, okay? Stop sending us texts. And there are all these, like, what are they? Memes? GIFs? It's all these, like,
yeah.
Like, Raider fan coming into a room this morning as Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, and the Wolf of Wall Street type stuff.
Right.
Okay? Settle down.
Hey, Raider fan.
You've been irrelevant for 20 years.
Right.
I know you haven't been relevant
since the 80s, but act like you've been there before.
Right.
But the sad thing
is... I like your attitude.
The sad thing is they can do it. That's what's really bothering me, Mike.
Do you really trust him, though?
Do I really trust the Raiders?
Have you gotten to the point yet where you actually trust them to continue this?
I'm getting to the point.
All right, well, here you go. They get their bye week.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to the Giants. So let's say they take care of business and beat the Giants. Then they're 6-2, and that's when Raider fan will be at their all-time
most obnoxious.
But then here's how it goes after that.
Okay.
Home against the Chiefs on Sunday night. Home against the Bengals. At the Cowboys. Home against Washington. Then at the Chiefs, at the Browns. So.
Chief games are winnable. Browns game is winnable.
Yeah, the way they are right now, yeah. I guess I'm assuming that the Chiefs will.
Cincinnati is
yeah right.
Where's is Cincinnati in?
That's in Vegas.
Vegas.
Yep.
So that should be a good contest. Washington's a winnable game? Yeah, I mean, ever since Patrick Mahomes became a bust, since they removed his unicorn horn.
Right.
Now he's just a guy with a goofy voice. Think about it.
Yes.
He used to be a unicorn with a goofy voice. Right. You could deal with a goofy voice.
Right.
Now you're just going to get annoyed by it.
Right. Before, you'd made fun of his goofy voice just because he was so damn great as a football player. You had to find some. Now he's just an ordinary quarterback with a goofy voice.
Yeah.
God, I hope
who wants that?
I hope the Raiders aren't for real.
But you can take a little solace in the fact that the Kansas City Chiefs stink, right?
Okay.
If it just goes...
All right, if you had to... Is that a trade-off as a Bronco fan you're willing to make?
No.
You see the Chiefs fall apart and look foolish.
I'd rather the Chiefs...
But the payoff is, the flip side is, you got to see the Raiders climb back to respectability.
The Chargers are the only one that I'd be like, hey, listen, they're the Chargers.
Right, nobody's
they're
really cute. Mad if the Chargers,
no.
right? So
it's
if
cute.
The Chargers, yeah.
It's cute. It's fun.
In a best-case scenario, the Chiefs fall apart, embarrass themselves, and stumble all over themselves, and the Chargers are the team to take advantage of it.
Right.
You're right.
The Chargers are like a cute cat video.
Right.
You just go look at it. Like, I saw a cat video the other day where this chipmunk, this cat was going to attack a chipmunk, a little tiny chipmunk, and the chipmunk jumped on its back, and then the cat couldn't find it, and he was looking around, and the chipmunk was just holding on for dear life. That's the Chargers. They're the chipmunk on the cat's back. You're like, oh, look, the Chargers, they got to win. That's cute. That's awesome. Right?
Dexter says, I can't believe no changes were made. Wait for the boos and no-shows for the next home game. Well, that is something to remember. Now, if you...
Obviously, they haven't won here in 5 years.
If you want changes to be made, understand that the Broncos have, what, 3, 6, 9, 10 games left. Of those 10, 6 are at home. And if you remember, you know what hastened the firing of Josh McDaniels was things had gotten so bad and there were still home games left and the fear... Especially after the mass exodus after that Raider game where they lost 59-14 and there were maybe, by the start of the second half, there were maybe 20,000 people left in the stadium. Literally, like 50,000 people were gone when the game kicked off in the third quarter. That's how bad it was. You've got to worry about the business of the Broncos. Forget about what's going on with the win-loss record. You've got to worry about home games coming down the stretch and making sure people are there. And if you just keep this coaching staff in place, people might just say, well, heck with you, I'm not going. Now, I don't know. Does if you blow out Vic Fangio and Pat Shurmur and replace them with Mike Munchak and Mike Shula, does that make sure that if you're playing the Lions on December 12th, is that the difference between you deciding to go to the game or not? Maybe. But my point is that if they don't go 2-1 in these next three games, coming out of the bye week with the Chargers here, I would be stunned if there wasn't coaching changes made simply because coming out of that bye week, you still have four home games left and you got to worry about people showing up.
Correct.
And if you maintain the status quo with the coaching staff, people will start to stay away. Massive numbers.
Or mass exodus during the course of a game if
it's not working well.
Yeah, if you're losing. I did that Giants game yesterday and they were winning at halftime. I think it was 5-3 going into half.
I saw that score. I was thinking of you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a scoregami. No game ever ended at 5-3 in the NFL. I was like, well, I hope this one doesn't end at 5-3. Because then that's a lot of heavy lifting in the second half, right? A lot of heavy lifting. Yeah, way to go, Sam.
Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones.
Right.
So you want to make sure you go and get a first-round quarterback, huh? Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones.
That's right.
There you go. So, yeah, Benny just whispered in our ear that the Panthers already picked up the fifth-year option for Darnold, so they're paying him $19 million next year. Boy, are they rooting for him to get hurt.
Do you think they'll ask him to do, like, extra? Hey, you're going to need to vacuum up the facility.
Listen, I think we all agree, you're not worth $19 million, so we need to get a little bit more ROI here.
Yeah, we're going to need you to pick up the locker, the tape on the floor in the locker room when all the real players exit. Just hang around. Lord have mercy.
We're going to have free agents coming in. We'd like you to drive out to the airport to pick them up.
Right. Sam Darnold just holding a sign for some innocuous quarterback. Right.
Curious to see what kind of excuses Mark's going to make for Kyle Shanahan this morning.
Oof.
What's going on with Kyle?
Where does that come from? Why the vitriol?
Well, you're a big Kyle Shanahan fan.
Yeah. Yeah. I am.
If what's happening in San Francisco is happening here with Vic Fangio, I don't think you'd be as tolerant.
What do you mean? Like, I wouldn't.
I think you're more tolerant towards Kyle than you are Vic.
Yeah, I think he's a better coach.
Well, okay. Vic Fangio's record as a head coach is 15-24.
Okay.
Oof.
He was high.
Kyle Shanahan's record as a coach is 31-39.
Mm-hmm.
Vic has a 385 winning percentage. Kyle's is 443.
Mm-hmm. Kyle took a team to a Super Bowl.
He did indeed. And since then, he's gone 8-14.
All right. I understand that.
I mean, take away the one Super Bowl year, which, that's legit. That's legit. Mm-hmm. But in his 4 years besides that 1 year,
mm-hmm.
he is a 18-36 coach.
Yeah. Part of that is like saying, hey, if we didn't give up 9 explosives, we were right in that game. You know? Hey, I get it. I get it. They got to perform better. They got to play better. And I understand the whole injury aspect of, they were down to their 6th running back, and I get all those things, Mike. I get it all. So, this is a performance business. Hey, Mike Shanahan got fired here in Denver. The guy who brought you 2 Super Bowls got fired here in Denver. It's a performance-based business. We all know that. And we shall see.
All right.
I love how our texters want.
Everyone at the Fan loves Kyle.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mark. Kyle's not that good of a coach. He's not his dad.
See, the things that irritate me about, I'm not even going to get into it. You're entitled to your opinion. Congratulations.
You're not going to, come on. Come on. Fight back. Don't take this laying down. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Put your dukes up.
Right.
Let's see.
What else you got?
Watching NFL Red Zone is even more fun when they pop into whatever game Mark is calling right in the middle of him going on one of his nonsensical rants about 3 last names. It's like Mark Comedy Roulette. Brian and Longmont.
I see. There you go.
Yeah.
Bring a little levity.
Bang, okay. Cuda.
Get some people get mad. A few people got mad at me when I said that the Devontae Booker was like buying a pair of jeans at Costco.
Okay. Yeah. First of all, explain it.
Well, there's nothing sexy or flashy about buying jeans at Costco. They're just good value. He's not exceptional at anything. He's a good player. He's just like a good, he does everything. He's okay at everything. You know, it's not like going and getting a pair of those bedazzled jeans you're wearing.
I'm not wearing bedazzled jeans.
You just go get a pair. I'd nickname him Kirkland, right? Just good value. Just a good value player. You need good value players on your roster. Some people want to make that into an insult. It's not an insult.
I'll take Kyle over Vic any day, says that texter.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like your attitude.
Enjoy this while we can. Man, take away Tyreek Hill and Patrick Mahomes becomes Nathan Peterman.
Settle down just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just have
I'm going to enjoy for now. I'm going to enjoy lobbing boulders from my rock house. I mean, my glass house. I'll admit it. Those who live in glass houses should not throw rocks. I'm throwing them. I'm hurling them. I'm enjoying it.
No sweet nectar of the end zone for Kansas City. Where are those broadcasters? The sweet nectar guys.
I know it's early, but you know how we've always talked about Aaron Rodgers and his time with Green Bay as the dynasty that never was?
Yeah.
Only one Super Bowl? I know it's early, but could we end up saying that about the Chiefs?
Oh, wouldn't that be glorious?
Right? Because where was it after they won the Super Bowl? Folks, accept it.
Right.
Chew on the turd sandwich. I mean,
this guy's going to chase Brady.
They're going to chase Brady. Over the next 15 years, they're going to win like 5 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Be ready for it.
Easy.
Could it be that the Chiefs will go down as the next dynasty that never was?
Man, that would make my heart sing.
Make your heart sing.
Right?
Just like birds in springtime.
Yeah. Just chirping away.
Coming up next, George Karl, our Nuggets insider, is going to join us. Yes, the Nuggets are 2-0. Any concern at all about the slow start from Michael Porter Jr.? We'll talk to Coach about that coming up next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
Talk about these 2-0 Nuggets. Off to a nice start. Good morning, George. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I love the fall, and it's a beautiful, colorful day in Denver, and basketball started, so I'm feeling more comfortable.
It's always good when it starts up. I know it's early, and so you don't ever want to kind of put anything on the early outcomes, but any concern for the slow start for Michael Porter Jr.?
A little bit. You know, history says when you sign a big contract, you usually have an average year. There are exceptions to that. The one thing I don't like on the team right now, and it's not a big worry because I think Coach Malone knows how to figure these things out, is I'm not sure their starting lineup has enough role players or guys that know when they're going to shoot and when they're not going to shoot. There's too many guys in their starting lineup that I think are searching for how to get the ball in the basket. And it makes Jokic into more of a facilitator, a passer, a playmaker. And don't get me wrong, he's great at that, and he's fantastic. I've always said he's the point guard on this basketball team. But I think there have got to be maybe some adjustments to the starting lineup or how you rotate the game a little bit. And right now, Mark, as you said, early in the season, it's hard. I would recommend not to overreact. There's a lot of good teams out there not playing very well. There's a lot of teams playing well that probably aren't going to be good. I really think the first 10 games of the regular season now has become somewhat of the old exhibition season where you play games of meaning. But exhibition season in the last couple of years has No one plays to win anymore. And I think you just got to sit back and look the next 8 to 10 to 20 games and see where it goes.
Coach, listening to you, I tell me if I'm wrong, I kind of read into your comments saying that maybe Will Barton would be somebody that you would view as more of a sixth man and maybe a better role for him coming off the bench than being part of this starting five?
I think someone has got to become a sixth man. I don't know who that will become, who that will be. You know, one thing I'll say about Will Barton knows who he is, and he has big-time confidence. He believes in himself. And I think Michael Porter Jr. is kind of searching for that identity. You know, Michael Porter wants to be a scorer, and he's a hell of a scorer. Well, he's a hell of a shooter. He's not a hell of a scorer yet. But I think he will become a really – I mean, don't get me wrong. This is the process of a young talent trying to find a little bit more about who he is and doing it in with a team that has to win 50, 55 games to have a great year.
All right, George. Hey, man, we really appreciate you. Always love the Nuggets breakdowns. Thanks so much, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Enjoy, guys. Have a great day.
All right, there he is, George Karl, presented by Bet River Sportsbook. And again, he couched it properly by saying, look, these are first world problems.
Right.
Okay. But when you're talking about the high expectations, and we heard it last week with our, Nuggets roundtable and Zach Bye talked about it, Matt Moore, you know, the idea that championship, NBA finals is a legitimate expectation or standard bar set for these guys. You start talking about some of the issues that can separate you from getting to that level or not. And George is right. You take a guy like Will Barton will never not have confidence in his game.
Right.
And I've always thought, you know, the best teams are those that have a sixth guy, sixth man that embraces that role and loves the idea of coming off the bench and being that instant offense type guy. You couldn't do that with Michael Porter Jr. because I don't know if his confidence. Younger players, they put so much stock in starting into their self-worth, you know, that, well, if I'm not starting now, I'm not any good, or coach doesn't think I'm good, and this isn't the role I want, and this isn't going to get me to all-star games. This isn't going to get me this or that. But a guy like Barton, I think, would look at it and say, you know, I'd like to start, but my game's going to be the same whether I'm starting or coming off the bench.
I think George makes a great point about finding your role. But it's not just finding your role, it's embracing your role. Like, to be really, really good, you've got to embrace your role. You know, to be a really good offense, you know, a lot of teams that say they want to run the ball. We really want to run the ball. Well, let me ask you this. How do your receivers respond when they're asked to push crack on a safety, how they're asked to block certain people, how they're asked to tie up the end? You know, how do they respond to that? Do they really want to do that? Are they really sold out to being part of their role? And if you do that, we're going to get some play action stuff to you, like Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp is on pace to set an all-time record for fantasy receivers. The guy scores 2 touchdowns a week, 130, 40 yards a week, and he is dominating at the point of attack in the run game. And it sets them up to get him out on, you know, little flat routes or whatever, and he's, you know, he's wide open, little crossing routes, he's wide open, and he's scoring touchdowns, he's doing all those things. Like, how committed are you to that role? And I think it's a great point by George. How do you decipher what your role is, and how do you embrace the role? Because if you embrace the role, guess what? We're probably going to be pretty good. But if you, pardon my French, half-ass the role, you know what? We're never going to be as good as we should be.
Coming up, has Vic Fangio embraced the idea that he needs to hold himself and his coaches more accountable? And where did that revelation come from? That's coming up next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
You wanted more Avalanche and Nuggets on the Fan. You've got more Avalanche and Nuggets on the Fan. Introducing the Fan's Avalanche postgame show. And the Fan's Nuggets postgame show. Live following all 164 games and the postseason. As soon as you hear the final horn, tune to the Fan or 104.3 HD2. All right here on your home for the most Avalanche and Nuggets content. Denver's Sports Station, 104.3, The Fan.
Seems like when we're talking about sports teams, we talk about availability, accountability, responsibility. Well, if you're in the market for that essential new or used car, Siltahar Motors has all that, plus dependability in everything they do. The foundation they were built upon 60 years ago. It's in their customer service. It's in programs like their Zero Down program, which has been helping good folks going through tough times be able to buy that car. It's a program that's been going on for 30 years now. Well, now the Zero Down program has been extended and is offered to everyone. Regardless of your credit and financial situation, you can drive off the lot in any of their new and used cars, trucks, SUVs, or luxury vehicles with zero money down and no payments for 45 days. Siltar has 5 dealerships in one, Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati. Check out their entire inventory at sthmotors.com. Also, while you're there, talk with a representative about the value of your trade-in. Siltar Motors is locally owned. They're family. All of the management team has worked there for over 20 years. Siltar Motors, easy to find off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, online at sthmotors.com. Siltar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Zach here. Join me and Superbook Sports tonight at the Lucky Mutt from 6 p.m. until halftime of the New Orleans and Seattle game. They're located at 5500 South Sims Street in Littleton. Join me at the Lucky Mutt in Littleton tonight and register to win prizes courtesy of Superbook Sports.
Hey, guys. Mark Schlereth here from my friends at the Low T Center. Make your health a priority with a quick and easy health assessment at Low T Center. They exclusively specialize in men's wellness and follow strict medical guidelines for your health and safety. And one of the leading men's medical providers in the country, Low T Center has reinvented the doctor's visit, making it quick and easy. Get all your levels checked, not just your testosterone levels. It starts with an annual wellness exam where they do a comprehensive health assessment, so you're going to know all the numbers that are important to your health. If you've been feeling tired, grumpy, have noticed a weight gain, loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low T levels, low thyroid levels, even sleep apnea. Low T Center can determine the cause and get you the help you need. And now they offer monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatments, providing convenience and additional health monitoring for your safety. Treatments at home treatments cost $155 a month for self-pay, but are covered by most health insurance. Low T Center, as I said, most health insurance is accepted. So book your annual wellness exam. Go to lowtcenter.com or call them 303-502-9874. That's 303-502-9874. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Did you know the Colorado Lottery returns millions of dollars every year to fund trails, pools, open spaces, and state parks? Profits from the sale of lottery games in the state are distributed to voter-selected beneficiaries who use those funds to preserve and protect Colorado. Celebrate Colorado Lottery Conservation Month this October by giving back with every game you play. Visit ColoradoLottery.com to check out all the projects and places your lottery dollars make possible. Play on, Colorado.
Sometimes a car just comes out of nowhere. Or maybe it's a shopping cart or a fence, and your car gets the worst of it. Then comes the sinking feeling of knowing that you're going to have to get that fixed. Well, where do you go? Who do you trust? Trust Mankey Auto Body. That's who. Family owned. They've been working in your community since 1975. And they're OEM certified. 7 locations. Go to MAHNKEAutobody.com for a location near you.
Pro football season's here, and pro roofers save valuable time with Beacon Pro Plus. Beacon Pro Plus works 24/7 for material ordering, order history, and automated promotion tracking, so you can get your favorite GAF roofing products even when working remotely. And now, order on Beacon Pro Plus and get a $175 gift card and a chance for a VIP pro football getaway. Gear up and raise your game with Beacon Pro Plus today. build, score, and win at BECN.com.
Your watch party needs game time snacks from 7-Eleven. Use code DELIVERY for $15 off your first 7-Eleven delivery order. 7-Eleven, take it to 11. Offer ends 11-2-21. $25 minimum. Limit one time per customer. Plus tax and fees. Limited delivery area. See 7Now app for terms.
Schlereth and Evans on the Fan, sponsored by Champ Bailey and his friends at Maverick Sports.
It's a Reaction Monday, powered by Superbook Sports. Here's Schlereth and Evans on Denver Sports Station. 104.3 The Fan.
Well, for those of you who are upset, boy, Friday morning, you were out for blood. You wanted people to be fired. You wanted people to be fired immediately, and the weekend went all the way through with nothing happening. And you're wondering, wow, I guess nothing changed. I don't know. I think we saw a significant change on Friday as Vic Fangio talking about his role, the role of his coaches, and did we hear something different, a different message, a different tone from Fangio? Here's the first one.
What's most concerning is, you know, our fundamentals were lacking in that game, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. And when that's lacking, that's poor coaching on our part, and that starts with me. And we've got to do a better job of getting the fundamental things taught and executed.
Here's one more.
Is the expectation
ideas, changes, anything like that in light of that, the slump?
In regards to what?
Well, operationally with the coaching staff, working with the players.
Yeah, no, not at this time.
To inspire, I guess.
We always try and do a better job of inspiring them. I don't have a problem with our efforts or our intents. We just have to do a better job of coaching these guys to be more fundamentally sound.
I think we saw a major shift over
right.
the weekend. Not that. So let's say you go, maybe there's two steps that happen before a coach gets fired. The first step is the coach goes from feeling like he's on stable ground to being put on notice and then fired. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think what we saw here in the aftermath of the Cleveland loss was a coach and a coaching staff that had been given the message that they were on firm, stable ground. But after that Browns loss, all of a sudden now they've been put on notice.
It certainly
and
feels,
the next step is
right.
guys lose their jobs.
It certainly feels as though like it's always been that guy's got to play better. He's got to do better. Or that guy's got to do better. Oh, by the way, yeah, we got to coach better. You know, it's some throwaway caveat statement at the end of a statement, right? And this time it was fundamentals were lacking, and that means we're not coaching well enough. And I appreciate that because that's the way it should be. Take responsibility for where your team and the way your team plays. Where your team is and the way your team plays. And your team, the last 2 weeks, has not played well. They've not executed well, but they've been out-efforted. I don't know if that's a word or if that's the correct context, but you know what I mean. They haven't given the requisite amount of effort that is required to play at a high level in this league. And that's unacceptable. Effort takes no talent. Zero. You don't have to be talented to give great effort. And I just think the last 2 weeks, that's been the most embarrassing thing is you've been, from an effort standpoint, you haven't been competitive from an effort standpoint last 2 weeks.
But part of that coming to a head also was the idea that, boy, it did not sound like Fangio was taking any responsibility for it. And we played like four or five clips.
Right.
On his post-game show on Thursday, back to back to back to back, and it sounded bad.
Right.
From the standpoint of, dude, come on, man, stop pointing the finger, pull the thumb.
Right.
And I can't help but wonder, look, we know they listen over there, okay? They mm-hmm. listen to this station because they know that the truth
that
is
we
told
know.
About their team.
Right.
We speak the truth. The fans bring it here. They not only bring the truth as well. They expect the truth.
So they listen here. They listen here more than they listen to their own station because of what we bring. And there was so much scorn, disappointment, just outright, hey, man, that's not the way you do it with those comments. I have no doubt that got back to George Payton, Joe Ellis, John Elway, whatever. And it was told to Vic, hey, look, man, you can't keep doing this. It's a bad look.
Right.
You got to fall on your sword.
Sword.
A little bit more.
Yeah, you got to fall on your sword.
Come on. How do you explain Thursday night, him saying what he's saying, and then 12 hours later?
Right.
He's like, we got to be better. Our fundamentals weren't good. That's on us as coaches. A 180 from where he had been postgame.
Correct. And that's the way it should be. And I'm glad. And you know, it certainly feels as though he got called in the principal's office, whoever that principal is, and
right.
said, dude, that can't be the message coming out of here. We got to fix this. And you have to take responsibility for the way this team is playing. It can't be somebody else's fault. It just can't. It's got to be on you. Own it. And I think that's, at least that's what I hear. That's a different, I mean, obviously it's a very sober, right? I mean, it's a very sober, very reflective, very responsibility-laden coach. That's a different sound than the sounds we've heard coming out of Vic Fangio's mouth over the last couple of years.
So my message to frustrated Bronco fans who are like, wow, nothing happened over the weekend. I think something significant did happen over the weekend. And that one extra layer that was there between Vic and being unemployed has been removed. And he's now on notice.
Right.
The next move, you're gone. I suppose there could be one other layer that a coach can use before he's done with layers, and that is scapegoat other coaches and go out and start, you know, firing his assistants.
Oh yeah,
preserve his own job.
But that usually comes from the organization. You got to make a change, or you're going to be the change. And then it depends on, you know, some coaches just won't do it. Like I said, like Gary Kubiak can be like, you're going to make me fire some of my staff, then I'll quit. No, I'm not going to do that. I believe in my guys. And some coaches will just be like, oh, you want me to fire somebody? Okay, who do you want me to fire? So, that could be the next layer. It's like an onion. So many layers, Mike.
Boy, and you get to go talk to them this week.
It's going to be joyous. Just an absolute joyous occasion.
Something tells me that won't be all fun and giggles.
I don't. Yeah, it doesn't. You know
what? Oh, I know you don't care.
Right.
No, you're not worried about it. I know you won't go out of your way to make it fun.
I may use the Joel Klatt. Just make it more awkward.
Really? Just stare.
I'm not nearly the Richard Nine that
Joel does it naturally. You're too Papa Bear.
I don't want it to be awkward. I don't want it to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just kind of, hey.
But you're going to ask the direct question.
Right. The truth of the matter is you are where you are. Mm-hmm. How do you fix it? You've been awful. How do you fix it? It's an easy question, right?
Right.
I mean, it is what it is.
By the way, have you got your schedule beyond this week?
I just did get a schedule came through.
So what's coming up?
You got Broncos-Washington. You got Broncos-Washington. Then I have, and I'm looking forward to this game, Minnesota-Baltimore.
A lot of purple there.
Tons of purple. I might dress like Prince.
You love John Harbaugh.
Do love John Harbaugh.
I don't know who you love more. John Harbaugh, Sean Payton,
mm-hmm.
or Kyle Shanahan? Those are your three. Those are your three boys.
Sean McVay is. I got a little bit of a man crush on Sean McVay too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
And then after that, I have, and I'm looking forward to this game. It'll be the first time I've been back in my old stomping ground of D.C. I've got Tampa at Wooft.
Tampa?
Tampa at Wooft. But I'm going
to
be
you
on.
You get to hang out with your new best friend, Tom Brady.
On Zoom, though, probably.
Oh. By the way, it was really, really cool. Tom Brady, since getting out of New England, is like so much more likable. So did you see, so heartwarming. Little boy.
With a sign? Yeah.
Held up a sign.
Said, you helped me beat cancer.
Brain cancer.
Yeah.
And Brady came off the field, saw the sign, gave him his hat.
Yeah.
Broke down crying.
The kid was crying.
That was cool.
Was cool. Tom Brady is, he just has become, like you said, he's just become a likable.
Right?
And dude, how good is he playing right now?
You play for quarterbacks like him. It's like arena football. You don't get hit.
Mm.
The game's wide open.
Right.
Everything is tailored towards the quarterbacks. And he jokes about it, but he's absolutely right.
Yeah, he's got
the answers to the test.
Got the answers to the test. Why would I walk away?
Why would he leave that?
Putting it on the Bears 38-3. I mean,
and it's just pitch and catch. I mean, seriously, it's just pitch and catch.
He only threw for 211 yards yesterday.
Yeah. What are his numbers? Real quick. Hold on a second. Real quick. I just want to see what they're... Hey.
Oh, man. You're just destroying.
He is right now... this is through seven games, right?
Uh-huh.
21 touchdowns. Three interceptions.
Oh, my goodness.
Completing 70% of his passes at age 44.
Yeah.
Well, you get to see him in a couple of weeks. Okay, we're done. Thank you so much. Great text, as always. We'll be back again bright and early tomorrow morning starting at 6. We got Chad Nate coming your way next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.